The Methodist Church of Great Britain labels terms husband and wife offensive. By Dylan Gwynn on December 28, 2023. The Methodist Church of Great Britain has called on its ministers, deacons, and elders to stop using offensive terminology such as husband and wife to avoid making assumptions that are not the reality for many people. The church added the changes to its inclusive language guide, an initiative aimed at preventing the use of hurtful language directed at groups the Methodist Church believes have been marginalized and/or demonized by common culture. The church plans to update the inclusive language guide every 6 months to avoid using language that could offend groups it perceives as marginalized. The church wants its leaders to begin using terms such as partner, child, and parent as a way of recognizing that relationships come in many varied expressions. The guidance specifically addressed the issue of gender identity as well, saying, using a person's chosen pronouns is helpful as it honors their identity. The church also cautioned followers against using language such as brothers and sisters, while intended to be inclusive and friendly, doesn't take into account our non-binary friends. Congregants are also encouraged to use their pronouns when conversing in everyday life. And should their flock need any additional guidance when it comes to pronoun use or the latest approved language aimed at preventing offense to marginalized LGBT groups, the church directs its members to consult radical leftist groups such as GLAAD and Stonewall, the Christian Institute reports. The radical language guidance from the governing body of Great Britain's Methodist community follows even more radical actions from 2021 when the organization voted by an overwhelming margin to redefine marriage and officiate same-sex weddings. Biblical backing for the Methodist Church of Great Britain's recent actions is non-existent. Uses of the terms husband and wife and guidance for their duties to each other in the family abound in the Bible, such as in Ephesians 5:33, NIV, which states, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. The Methodist Church also runs afoul of biblical teachings on the issues of gender identity and same-sex marriage, such as in Mark 10:6-9 NIV, which says, but at the beginning of creation God made them male and female. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let no one separate. Sam McBratney, chairman of the pro-LGBT lobby group Dignity and Worth, confirmed that ministers in the denomination would still be able to preach faithfully on biblical sexual ethics, the Christian Institute reports. It remains to be seen how the Methodist Church plans to deal with those who may dare preach actual biblical sexual ethics when the church's governing body has already overruled the Bible.